You may have the day off, but there's no rest today for the contenders in the 2008 presidential race. John Edwards visits a rally with union members in Pittsburgh. Hillary Clinton attends a labor rally in Iowa with her husband. Mitt Romney marches in a Labor Day parade in Milford, New Hampshire. For more on the candidates and their campaigns, we check in with NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron. Happy Labor Day.
And happy Labor Day to you.
Why, thank you. You know, Labor Day is usually considered the big kickoff day for campaigns, but usually that refers to the Labor Day in the same year as the election, right?
Exactly. And here we are 14 months out from the election. But, you know, in a sense, there is a special significance to the Labor Day milestone in the odd-numbered year before the election, and that is that in the Republican Party, at least, the front runner at that point gets the nomination. This goes back 40 years, and usually that's what that means. If you got it out front in September, the year before the election, that nomination is going to be yours, and that would be really good news for Rudy Giuliani under normal circumstances.
But these are not normal circumstances.
Well, he's only at about 28% in the national polls on average. That's not terribly dominant. And while he might be the candidate with the strongest chance in the general election, he's the most Democrat-like of all the candidates, and that's going to cause him a lot of trouble with some of his Republican rivals in the months ahead.
Well, and he's about to get a bit more company. This Thursday, Senator-turned-Law and Order regular Fred Thompson will finally enter the race officially. Ron, can you tell us a little bit about how he'll make his foray into the race? And considering that we've been hearing Thompson talk about this for so long, will anyone even care now that he's making it official?
He's going to start it out on Jay Leno on Wednesday night, which I think is interesting because all the other Republican candidates are going to be partaking in a national televised debate on Fox News. They're actually in the hurly-burly of this. They're in the fray. And Fred Thompson is still kind of out there on his own schedule and kind of on his own level, and he's talking to Jay Leno, and he's
which conveniently gets him out of the debate.
Exactly. And he has conveniently stayed out of all these debates all summer long. And maybe that's been smart. Maybe the other candidates are going a little stale. But right at this point, an awful lot of Republicans have become impatient with Fred Thompson, and they are going to care that he's getting in the race, especially the ones that haven't committed to Rudy or one of the other candidates. They're still looking for somebody they think is going to be the person to lead the party out of the wilderness it's in at the moment.
Ron, over the weekend, several of the top Democrats in the race vowed not to campaign in Florida, Michigan, any other states who try to move their primaries up. How will that decision affect their campaigns?
I'm not sure it's going to make a huge difference with respect to Michigan because not that many candidates were spending that much time there or planning to spend that much time there. But Florida is another animal. Any Democrat who wants to be president feels they must win Florida in 2008. So it's going to be an enormous temptation to go in there for private fundraisers and maybe have a little bit of a lingering appearance at the airport when you first get there and maybe have a little bit of shirt tail following along behind the candidate while the candidate's in Florida just to get a little bit of media buzz going without, of course, officially campaigning in Florida.
Well, in this day and age, too, with so many of the campaigns being waged on the internet, is it possible to campaign in these places without actually going there?
That's a good point. Both national television and, of course, the internet will reach wherever. And so the candidates can keep, in a sense, their footprints out of the state of Florida, but still have their, if you will, virtual prints all over the state.
Of course, the other big political event over the weekend, Idaho Senator Larry Craig stepped down. What does the future look like for the state of Idaho? It's a pretty Republican place. Any chance of a Democrat filling in his seat?
Not really. I don't think there's a realistic prospect of that. The only one would have arisen if Larry Craig had tried to stick it out and tried to actually keep his seat and run for re-election in 2008. As it is, we expect the Lieutenant Governor Jim Risch to get this nomination, but either he or perhaps Dirk Kempthorne, former governor, former senator, now the Secretary of Interior, could hold that seat probably pretty easily in 2008. The Republicans have a lot of other problems going into next year's election season in the Senate, so they didn't want to have another one in Idaho.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.